This is Monday Sales Coach. I'm Peter Giannoli, connecting you to a community of sales champions both on radio and online. We've got the site, the place where you can get all of the great material when it comes to helping you in your sales domination. Awesome podcasts, social media, plus, of course, our regular newsletter. That's MondaySalesCoach.com. Please join us there. Have you ever wanted or been in a position to scale your sales team? Well, getting big is really what business is all about nowadays. This episode of Monday Sales Coach will make a start, at least, on tackling this topic. We all want to grow up. We all want to be big girls or boys. We want to be the biggest business on the block, right? Well, growth is what it's all about in the world of business nowadays. But there isn't any growth without a highly functioning sales team. Over the coming weeks and months, we're going to break down how to scale a sales team in bite-by-bite chunks to match today's modern sales world. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be going on this, but we're going to squeeze it in post at a time. I'm not going to start this series on how to hire more salespeople or on how to add new processes or how to change the culture or work on new techniques. I'm going to start in a place you're probably not expecting. When it comes to scaling a sales organization, the first question that must be answered actually is why. Why do you want to scale the sales team? I know what you're thinking. What kind of question is that? The answer's obvious. You want to scale to grow faster, to make more money, to get more clients. Sadly, these are the wrong answers. It's these answers that get too many companies in trouble. The reason for scaling a sales team cannot be because you want to grow. It must be because you can no longer grow as you are currently structured. Leadership should only be considering scaling if they can no longer grow or they anticipate they'll no longer be able to grow in the current environment. In business, there hopefully comes a time when your current structure and way of going to market no longer works. You're unable to drive the leads, close the deals, penetrate the territory, capture new industries, whatever. Your current sales environment is tapped out or getting tapped out, and the desired growth cannot be achieved if you don't make a change. This, in my opinion, is the only time scaling should be considered, and herein lies the first lesson. Understand why you are no longer able to grow in your current status. I know it seems like a rather simple question, but you'd be surprised. Scaling a sales organization requires that you know why your current sales structure and the team are unable to continue growing and therefore what needs to change. This question must be addressed first if it needs to be answered with tremendous clarity and thought. Until you know why your sales team's growth has stunted or will be tapped out soon, you will not know why you need to scale. Now, here are a few reasons why sales teams need to scale. Because they've run out of runway. When a sales team taps out and is unable to grow any further, it can typically be attributed to a handful of key elements. By understanding which of these your organization is struggling with allows you to restructure the team for growth properly and not exacerbate the problem. One of the reasons is the market could have changed. Market changes come in many different forms. Increased competition, less greenfield, governmental mandates, market maturity, commoditization, increased options or solutions, and more. When a market goes through a fundamental change, existing sales forces are rarely able to maintain their momentum as they were not designed to sell into that type of market. This can be seen in startups who are first to the market, with a heavy emphasis on first-to-market advantages. These companies leverage relationships, word of mouth, press, investors and the founders to drive many of the leads and the revenue. The sales team really doesn't have to do much other than sell. There are traditionally more leads than they can handle and there's little competition. In these selling environments, education is a critical element in the sales process. The market is not educated on the product or service, therefore educating prospects is actually the key. This works for a year or two. However, as time moves on, new players enter the market, buyers are more familiar with the product or service, needing far less education. Low-hanging fruit or early adopters have already been removed, and now you're dealing with late adopters and laggards, which represent the greatest opportunities. selling to laggards and late adopters in a market with more competition and less differentiation is about as most difficult a sales environment that you could actually come across. Any scaling effort must align with these market changes or failure will be imminent. Understanding these changes and how they affect your go-to-market will be the cornerstone of any successful sale scaling effort. If the market's changed, and if that's the reason why you need to scale, know exactly how it's changed and why. Another reason is the old spit and glue. By that, I mean sales teams are often put together with one thought in mind: get as much business as possible as quickly as possible. Therefore, not much thought went into the long-term viability. Usually, this is led by the CEO or a founder. The sales team is nothing more than a handful of hired guns who've been pounding on the doors, working hard to bring in every opportunity they can. But this can only work for so long. Eventually, the organization's going to stall, lacking leadership, repeatable processes, training, coaching, you name it. Sales teams put together with spit and glue can drive revenue to about the $5 million mark, obviously depending on the type of product or service. After that, if they want to scale, they'll have to make substantial changes. So if your team was put together quickly to generate revenue, starting with one salesperson and reaching around $5 million, you need to make significant changes. Just throwing more salespeople at it won't help. Another reason to scale your sales team, grow it bigger, is because you've now got new products or services. When companies add new products or services, this could be a trigger that it's time to make changes to the sales team. Adding new products is a great way to grow revenue, but if you don't scale the sales team with the new products and services, you could be taking a risk. Not all products go to market the same. They don't always target the same buyers. They don't have the same value propositions. They don't have the same average sales cycle. They don't always have the same go-to-market approach. When companies create new products and services as a means to growth, they need to also look at the sales side of it as well. Otherwise, growth can actually slow. So assuming the existing sales team and sales structure can sell the new product and service can be a massive mistake. New products and services designed to create growth can have the opposite effect if you don't manage it properly. The sales team needs to be aligned and capable of selling the new offering, and there's not always a guarantee for that. So scaling sales organizations is not just about wanting to grow revenue, but rather being able to increase revenue. Scaling is required when our current environment is unable to maintain or accelerate growth because it's no longer aligned with the needs of the market, the product, or the organization. So if you're looking to scale or starting to think you need to scale, before you do, ask the number one question: why? Why is it I need to scale? Get that answer first, and you can make your scaling approaches far more effective and simpler. That concludes this week's episode of Monday Sales Coach. I'm Peter Giannoli. I'm your Monday Sales Coach. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, go to the website mondaysalescoach.com and subscribe and register to make sure you have this episode and all others sent to your email inbox so you can start the week off ready to sell. Until next week, bye for now.